Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is a continuation of the previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur on the topic of helping your friend. Kisrecha mo sonacha rovetz tachas maso v'chadalta me'azlo azav tazuv imo, to help your friend unload his donkey. And just to summarize what we learned in the previous shiur, because we have to, it's really what it's based on. So if you don't know that, then it's not going to make any sense. So let us review. This is the fourth shiur b'siyata dishmaya. We learn in the Brayso in Bava Metzia 32b that if you have an oev lifrok and a sone liton, if you have somebody who you love and you can help them unload their donkey, and somebody you dislike and you can help him load his donkey, it's a mitzvah for the person you dislike in order to be koifer yetz, in order to overcome your yetz or toisvus. And Divor Maschil Lachuf asks, and what we see in Psachim 113b, that the soine in the pasuk is somebody who you saw dvar erva, and it's a mitzvah to hate him. If that's the case, how do we say that he precedes the oyev lachuf his yitzer? What are you overcoming your yitzer for? There's no reason to overcome your yitzer because you're supposed to hate him. It's a mitzvah lisnosa. So what do you mean oyev lifrok visone lito mitzvah besone in order to be koyfir your yitzer? What are you being koyfir your yitzer for? You're supposed to hate the guy. So Tosfos writes that lahakdim, when it talks about preceding one from the other, it's not talking about a sone of the pasuk. In other words, when it talks about preceding, it's a guy you're not supposed to hate. The guy you're not supposed to hate comes before the guy who you love. So in other words, there's one pasuk in the Torah that's talking about somebody you're allowed to hate. But when it says to be makdim, in other words, such a person, you're supposed to help him unload his donkey. When it says that you're makdim, the soine to the oiv lachuf is yitzro, it's talking about somebody that you're not allowed to hate. And there to be kofri yitzro, to stop hating him, you help the guy you hate. But the soine de kra, the soine of the pasuk, is talking about somebody who you are allowed or even commanded to hate, a sinner. And that's Tosis's teretz, that the Hakadam is not talking about a sonny of the pasuk. So it's in the Mukay Yosef, in the name of the Ramban, Ayin Shambu Rama Besimin Reish Ayin Beis Besif Yud Tosis in Psachim, give another teretz, a much more famous teretz, that when Reuven hates Shimon, even for permitted purposes, Shimon is going to hate Reuven back, and then Reuven is going to hate Shimon for unpermitted purposes. Lashon HaTosfos, the Kevin Shu Sono Gam Chavero Sone Oiso, since you hate him, he hates him, Reuven hates Shimon, Shimon is going to hate Reuven back. That a person feels to his friend like his friend feels towards him. Like when you look in the water, you get the reflection, so to your friend. So it's mashmah, they're going to come here to some type of forbidden sin, or some personal sin, a sin of gemurah, that's what it sounds like. And it's shaykh to have kfiyas hayetzer. So even in such a case, even the sonay of the pasuk, it's shaykh kfiyas hayetzer. Why? Because if you have to help the guy you hate first, even though you're allowed to hate him, to be kofri yetzer, so it doesn't come to this sinah gemura, to absolute sinah, because Reuven's going to hate Shimon, Shimon's going to hate Reuven back, and Reuven has to overcome that, and therefore help him out. The Rambam in Halacha Yedalit, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Reitzeach V'Shmiras HaNefesh, the Rambam, after he says that if you have a soine and an oyev, you have to help the soine load his donkey in order to be koifer your yetzer. And then the Rambam says, and Halacha Yedalit, that the soine is talking about a Jewish person. How do you hate a Jewish person? And the rabbis say, you saw him doing aveira. So it's a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva. Vavu pishadayin lo asa tshuva. Imatzon nivol b'maso mitzvah liton lifrok imav lo nechen lo itadamus shem yishah b'shvil mamoyin. If you see him, he's all nervous about his masa, he might end up dying. He's not going to let, he might end up coming to sakon. He's going to get all nervous and he might die. And the Torah was mak, but even on Mishayim, God doesn't want Mishayim to die. As long as they're ma'aminim b'kri hadas. Shenem or emor aleim chayonin um Hashem alakim. Im echbo itz b'mois ha-rosha ki im b'shuv rosha midalkoi v'choyo. That God says, listen, I don't want Rishayim to die. I want them to do tshuva. The Bach in Siman Ayin Reish Beis in the Be'er HaGoyla, there, in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Sagos, and the Chinuch, and Mitzvah Pei, and the Inyankim, and Yankim Psachim, they all write that the Mashmos of the Rambam is like Tosfos in Psachim. You hear that? The Rambam is holding like Tosfos. That what? That when you help the guy, it's even talking about soine dikra. It's even talking about the sone, that when you're makdim the oyev, like the Ram says in Halacha Yud Gimel, when you're makdim the oyev to the sone to the oyev, it's talking about even a sone who you're allowed to hate. Because the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel doesn't distinguish between sonim, what type of sone we're talking about. So maybe they just assume that the Rambam is talking even about a sone you're allowed to hate. You still, in Halacha Yud Dalet, you still have to be koyfe your yetzer. You still have to be koyfe your yetzer, and you have to help. Because in Halacha Yud Dalet, when the Rambam says to help the sone first, Yud Gimel, the Rambam says to help the Sinai. And then Halacha Yadala, the Rambam says, to help the Sinai and be makdim into the Oyev in order to be koifer. In Halacha Yad Gimel, the Rambam says, Halacha Yad Gimel, the Rambam says that you're makdim the Sinai in order to be koifer your Yetzer. And then Halacha Yadala, the Rambam tells us about the Sinai that the Pasuk is talking about. Sorry for the confusion. I was confused for a second moment myself. In Halacha Yad Gimel, the Rambam talks about being koifer your yetzer. Help the sone first. And then in the Halacha Yad Dalet, the Rambam says, what type of sone are we talking about? We're talking about a sone it's a mitzvah to hate him. So the Mefarshim assume that in Halacha Yad Gimel, the Rambam is also talking about, when he says, k'dei lachol fas yitzro, the Rambam is also talking about a sone. You have to be koifer your yetzer, even a sone, who you're allowed to hate him. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between you're allowed to hate him and not allowed to hate him. It's only you're allowed to hate. And you should be koyfer your yetzer. Why should you be koyfer your yetzer? And so you're allowed to hate him. What do you have to overcome your yetzer for? You're doing the right thing. Why should you help him to overcome your yetzer? And be nice to him and love him. You're not supposed to love him. So we have to say, like Tosis and Pesachim, that you're going to come to Sinai Gemurah. So basically, these achronim say, again, Bach, Be'er Goyla, Mishneh Lamelech, Yin Yankiv, and then Yankiv, that the Rambam is holding like the Tosis and Pesachim. Because the Rambam was Soisim and Halacha Yud Gimel. He doesn't say what type of stone. Even if it's stone, it's mitzvah listener. With the Bil HaGron Ein Reish Beis. Now, he says the Rambam Shulchan Aruch talking about in Halacha Yadalid, the Rambam is talking about the sone in the pasuk, the ikra mitzvah. You help a sone that it's written in the pasuk. The sone that's written in the pasuk, you help. A sone that it's a mitzvah to be sone. It's a mitzvah to be sone. Him you help. But in Halacha Yud Gimel, when the Rambam is talking about being makdim, the sone to the oev, there the Rambam is talking according to the gra, but somebody that you are not allowed to hate. And therefore the shaykh kfiyas yetzer. Like we saw the teretz of the Ramban, Mugiyos in the name of the Ramban, and Tesfis in Bovim Mitzia, that when it talks about being makdim, we're not talking about Sone de Kro, we're not talking about the Sone in the Pasuk, we're talking about somebody you're not allowed to hate. So we're not allowed to hate, be makdim him to the Oev. Because if you're makdim him to the Oev, you'll overcome your forbidden hatred. But not Sone de Kro. Sone de Kro, you shouldn't be makdim because you're supposed to hate him. Supposed to help me, supposed to hate him. So our kasha was, this is where we ended off last year, we understand, like, according to those achronim holding the Rambam, that you're supposed to be makdim, a sone de kra, it's hard to say that because the Rambam doesn't talk about what type of sone we're dealing with until Halacha Yud Dalet. And Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam doesn't talk about the fact that you're allowed to hate him. So in Halacha Yud Gimel, it would seem that we're talking about a regular sone, a guy you hate. You know, as you're reading Halacha Yud Gimel, you say, oh, a guy I'm hating, Lachof es Yitzro, you're not supposed to hate him. What are you hating another Jew for? You're not supposed to hate him, help him first. And Halacha Yadal, the Rambam says, oh, we're talking about helping. Now the Pasuk is talking about Stam helping a sone. So that's a sone that you're allowed to hate. That's how you're when the Pasuk says sone, it's because you're allowed to hate him. That's the type of sone we're dealing with. But in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam doesn't talk yet about permission to hate. So it's obviously talking about somebody you're not allowed. It would seem it's talking about somebody like the Grohl, that it's talking about somebody you're not allowed to hate. You're not allowed to hate Lachof es Yitzro. So we have to see why those Achronim get from the Rambam that we want to proof those, like those, we want to help those Achronim. We say that no, Halacha Yud Gimel is also talking about Sone Dekra. So it's talking about somebody you're allowed to hate, even though we only find out that you're allowed to hate him in Halacha Yadav, and the Rambam's talking about the Ikra, they're not being makdim to the Oev. And Not only that, but the Achronim say he's saying the same thing as the Rambam. He's not saying the same thing as the Rambam. Tosfos is not saying the Rambam is not the same as Tosfos. Achronim want to say the Rambam is Tosfos? Ma pitom. The Rambam says, you know why you help him? Because it's pikuach nefesh. Because it's pikuach nefesh. That's why the Rambam says you help him. And you know why Tosfos says you help him? Because it's talking about sinah shelo machmas aver. You end up hating him for non-avera purposes. That's why you help him. So to put the Rambam together with Tosfos is very schwer. The Rambam sings a different nigga than Tosfos. I may get musical for a moment. Moirai v'raboisai. Listen carefully. Moiridik, moiridik. Be'etzem divrei Rambam. This is, again, this is all from the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moreinenu. L'shmo l'sichot habiz kol nefesh. Goin Reb David Zatzal. בעצם דברי הרמב״ם, בפשטוס, כוונס הרמב״ם היא, שיש בזה עניין של פיקוח נפש. And therefore you have to be kofi your yetzer, because even though it's a mitzvah to hate him, let's say it's talking about somebody that it's taka mitzvah to hate. But you know you have to be kofi your yetzer. You have to be kofi your yetzer in halacha yud gimel, if it's talking about somebody it's a mitzvah to hate. You have to be kofir your yetzer because the guy's going to die. You don't want the guy to die. And that's why there's an inyan of being kofir. In other words, force yourself to help. Even though he's going to die, even though you hate him. You hate him. And it's a mitzvah to hate him. But you still have to overcome your yetzer. You know why you have to overcome your yetzer and not hate him? Because he's going to die. And there's no mitzvah that he should die. Again, we've troubled with the fact why it's called kfiyas yetzer, if you're supposed to hate him. But the Rambam does mention in Halacha Yud Gimel, kov lechofes yetzer, to be makdim the sinai. And the Rambam says in Halacha Yadal, do you know why you're helping the Sani Bichlal? To save his life. V'advorim matmiim l'choira. L'choira makes no sense. Are prika and te'ina pikuach nefesh? Ve'ech yesh b'zeh p'tur shel zaken ve'ino l'chfi chvodo? Or the p'tur shel yosha v'amar alecha ha'mitzvah? Or what's the din ha'mavur she'ino chai v'ala b'riya shel shi'o p'giv v'lo b'yosem b'zeh? We have a problem. If we are really talking about a case of pikuach nefesh, this is where we run into some very thorny issues. How could it be pikuach nefesh? Pre-canteen are pikuach nefesh? Is pikuach nefesh to help a guy unload his donkey? Or load his donkey? Ma pitom. The Rambam says pikuach nefesh. What pikuach nefesh is there? And also there's a p'tur by pre-cantina of Zaken Vein Elfi Chvodo. By Pikoch Nefesh is a p'tur of Zaken Vein Elfi Chvodo. By Pikoch Nefesh is a p'tur of if he says to you, do it yourself, you don't have to do it. By Pikoch Nefesh you have such a p'tur. There's a p'tur of Shir Pagia. You only have to help him if you see him from a certain distance. Echad Mishevo Mechza B'mil. A ris. By pikuach nefesh is a shear of a wrist. He's out of my wrist. I don't have to help. Ma pitom. Ma pitom. All right, pikuach nefesh. Ain't kol hakbalot ha'elu. We don't have all these hakbalos by pikuach nefesh. Takal agoyin chetzkel Bramsky in the Tosefta and Perek Beis above Metzia Alach Yiral. If he asks him zaken vein l'fi chvodo, he doesn't understand. If it's pikuach nefesh, how do you get zaken vein l'fi chvodo? V'chein tamu etzem divrei Rambam. Shemashma shedvarev him lo rak tam shel lahakdim. Elagam etzem ha-mitzvah, now there's the Rambam's mashmah, not only you makdim him out pikuach nefesh, the mitzvah is out pikuach nefesh. Like the Gra learns. It's halacha yudalit. What do I need a reason for? The whole problem of Tosfos and the Rambam is on kadima. Tosfos and the Rambam say, Tosfos and the Ramban say the problem is kadima. That's why you makdim him, the guy you hate. if you're supposed to hate him. That's their problem. But to help him, b'chlal, that's not a problem. There's a chiyuv anasone to help him. He's included in your brother, like the Gra writes in Bava Metzia, and it's how it goes. And the Sma, Simenayin Reish Beis, Sivkat Niyutches, and the Be'er Goyle over there. Just because he's over in Averi, he's not a Mumra. He's not Lo Yatzeh Mechlal Achecha. We're still Chayiv Mitzvahs to him. We still owe him stuff. We still have to be nice to him. So Avad Sonei, you have to help. So why do you have to come out to Pikuach Nefesh when he's a Sinei? You can help me without Pikuach Nefesh. He's still your brother. Did an Avera? But he's still your brother. He's not a Mumra. He's not out of the religion. We don't find by Shabbos Aveda such Torah Rab. Avedas Mummer, you return. Avodah Zarah 26b. We need a chiddush to say to return Aveda to a Mummer. But Stam and Oiver Aveda to Yavin is not a Mummer. It's Pasha Yerchayev to be Meshav is Aveda. Hak in the Shulchan Aruch the Baal HaTanya, Chasavei Drachim, Siv Tes, he writes that Yerchayev Mitzvah Sprikum, Asher Yerchayev Meshavas Aveda LaMummer. Ayin Shom, and he says it's Tolib Divrei Yerayim, but Mitzvah Kufin and Vav, Ayin Shom, Arichus, but Tofetz Reim. Say there. So you see in the Baal HaTanya, he also holds this way. You have to help the Prika, just like you help a Shabbos Aveda Lamon. By Kibbut Aveim, there's a special mute by a father who's a Rasha, because he's not Oysen Maisa Amchaz, Machuk Zishonim, Rechabi, the father's a Rasha. But Stamach, a Rasha, help him. We only have that mute by Kibbut Aveim. Ramam holds you have to be Mechabit, your father's a Rasha. But if you don't have to be mechabit, it's with special mute, but not. But Stama Rashi, you have to help him. You don't need an explanation of Pikuach Nefesh in order to say that you have to help a Rasha. Umau zeh chatar Rambam lemtso tam gam al ikel chiyav mitzvah b'sinei. Lama li tam zeh? Lama li tam zeh? To find that you need rationale, you need explanations that you have to help Rishayim apitam. You only need an explanation why you're macked him into the oil. Zo akushia. Az lafi dvarenu nira, she'achein tzarich tam b'soine, she'mitzva lisnoto, lo rak al hakadima, ela gam al etzem ha'mitzva. She'arei kan nitba'er, yisod ha'mitzva hi, b'mishbok tishbok. Those who remember, the yisod of this mitzvah is that first you have to leave the sinna in your heart. You have to abandon your sinna. Imo, that you're with him. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it for myself for free. Why am I doing it for him for free? The answer is he left the sinna in your heart. Now you're one with him. We need a reason. By a sone, that it's a mitzvah to hate him. To help him, not only to be makdim him to the oyev, we also need a reason on the etzim fact that you're helping him. Even on the mishbak tishbok. So otherwise he's not emo. And then your pater biggest kol shebishlo. If you don't do it for yourself, you don't do it for him. Why do you have to do it for him? Why do you have to help Yenim? Because you're Yenim. You're in Yenim's shoes. And you help yourself, so you have to help Yenim. You would help yourself, you have a gain. And Yenim has a gain, so you're like Yenim, you're emo. But if you're not emo, if you hate him, then you're detached from him. And Mamela, he's not like you, so why should I help him? I'm not getting any benefit. You're only considered getting benefit if you're one with him, if you're emo. And then it's like it's yours. So it's like you're helping yourself. You view it from his viewpoint, from his standpoint, that he's getting benefit. But if it's not, then you view it from your standpoint, you're not getting benefit, you don't have to help. So it has to be emo. Mimkein b'soyne shemitzvah l'snotza re'lekel l'mishpak tishpok. Asoni, you're not leaving the hatred like Uncle says. Uncle says to leave the hatred. But if it's a mitzvah to hate the guy, then you're going to remain hating. And B'chai Gavne is not emo. And there's no Machayev. So why is there a mitzvah? So why is there a mitzvah if I'm Mishbak Tishbok my sinner? Why am I helping him? I'm not getting any gain. And I wouldn't do it if I help him. And I wouldn't do it for myself if I'm not getting a gain. So I don't have to help him. That's the rule. If I wouldn't do it for myself, I don't have to do it for him. And we're not emo anymore. There's a mitzvah shetishar asina. I'm supposed to remain hating him. And since I'm supposed to remain hating him, and maybe I look at it from my viewpoint, I'm not getting benefit. So if I'm not getting benefit, I wouldn't do it for myself. I wouldn't do it for, I don't have to do it for him either. As lama yeshna b'chlal mitzvah. B'klapei ze kosev ha-rambam, sheyeshna sin'at stam, v'yeshna sin'at mavet. There's regular sinna, and then there's deathly sinna. And in oiver aveira, even if it's a mitzvah to hate him, but there's no mitzvah to hate him to the point that he should be a gestorben, a mensch, he should die. Sherei hikpida Torah al nafshot Yisrael bein rishaim uvein tzadikim. The Torah was makbid on the Jewish soul, both sai rishaim and sai tzadikim. And that the Rambam says, that the din of emo that we have to feel the Baal HaMasa, and you should care about him, is not klape hargosha b'tzayar didei. Because there's no reason to feel him his pain because you're supposed to hate him. He's a sinner. But when the Torah writes the sinner, even by Yasone, the Torah is koveya. Shehamoded kan, you know what the measuring stick is here? Hargoshas hefseit chayov. You have to feel the loss of his life. Because since it happens that he might hang around here because of his money and he might become lidei sakana. Now, bedinei sakana and pikuach nefesh, we're not worried about that. This doesn't create a matzav of pikuach nefesh. But this feeling of echpatiyut, of caring about him, that's mechayiv this mitzvah, is a feeling of echpatiyut, of caring about him, that he shouldn't come to sakana. And there, when al pi din, there's no din of sinas moves, of deathly hatred, of wanting the guy to die, rachmana litzlan, bal kochenu. שיחפת לו על נפשו של בעל המסה, ולכן ישנה מצווה גם בסוני. ואין זה עניין כלל פטורי המצווה, שוודאי רק מצווה של בין אדם לחבר רואי, ולא למצווה של פיקוח נפש. ולכן יש בזה את כל הפטורים שהובאו לאל. Of course they're not going to be the פטורים. They're going to be the פטורים that we said. Because it's not a classical case. Not a classical case of פיקוח נפש. And mainly, you don't have to worry that the guy's going to literally die. So therefore, it's only if you see it from a closer distance. And there's a p'tur of zaken beinu lefi chvodo. There's a p'tur that you don't have to help him if he says, help yourself, do it yourself. I'm not going to get involved, if the Baal HaChamor says. Therefore, you have all these. He's not mamish going to die. But the point is that there's a remote chance that he's going to come. He's going to hang around here. And he's in the... You know, maybe he's in a desert or whatever. There's a remote chance. The Rambam talks about a pikuach nefesh. Again, and he mitzatet et lashon Rambam. Rambam omer, v'lo yenichenu notel lamut, shema yishe, b'shvil mamano, he writes, stay around because of his money. V'yovo lidei sakana. V'atorek pida al nafshas Yisrael. There might be, there's a remote chance of sakana. In other words, and you don't hate him that much that you want him to die. So in other words, the modate here, the measuring stick is that you don't, you're feeling his loss. You care enough that you don't want him to die. Even though it's a very, very remote chance. So it's again not a classical case of bikoch nefesh. But enough to create a mitzvah by Yasone. Because since there's a remote, like your mother, right? Even if you're not going to actually die, but your mother, you know what I mean? If you go out without a coat in the winter, it's already bikoch nefesh, right? So your mother, she's a Jewish mother. She's the most beautiful person in the whole world. Every Jewish mother is. Because they care so much about their children. They're such good cooks. I have to. So even a remote, you care so much. Your mother cares so much about you. So even in a case of pikuach nefesh, you still want to, even if it's a remote case, she's worried about you. That's what you have to feel, klapei this guy. There's a remote chance of pikuach, and I don't want him to die. So mele, you have to help him. Umemele, yotzei mizeh shebissoneh, even though it's a mutter soneh, gam kein yishmitz v'lokof es yitzro klapei zeh, shelo tiyenu sinas mavis. You don't want your sinna to be a sinna smavis. That's the loch of his yitzra. That's the loch of his yitzra. You don't want the sinna to be a sinna. You're allowed to hate him, but you have to be koifi your yitzer that you shouldn't hate him so much that you want him to die. And maybe you're going to help him that he doesn't die. But again, he's probably not going to die. But you don't want to hate him so much that you don't even care if he dies anymore. And maybe you have to help him to prevent that sinas mavis. Adkan, v'lo yoyser. It should be sin about that sinas mavis. In Judaism, we regulate very carefully a person's emotions. It's not hefkevelt. I feel this, I feel that. I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm this, I'm like that. I can do whatever I want, I can say whatever I want. Purim, you're happy. Shabbos, you're happy. Tisha B'Av, you're sad. We regulate emotion. We try to be in control of our emotions. Yeah. Shiva lebechi, Sheva shalosh lebechi, Shiva le'evil. We have in Chazal Locha how to be misabel also. You have to be in control. You have to be in control of your emotions. It's an avodah. That's what the Torah requires of us. And that's why you have to be makdim the soinei, even though it's a mitzvah him to the oyev. Because miguf ha-mitzvah is bittul ha-sinah. You don't want to overdo it with your hatred. And therefore the achronim say in the Rambam that he taka holds that when you're makdim the soinei, it's talking about the soinei of the pasuk. It's talking taka about the soinei in the pasuk. That's a mitzvah to hate him. Now that's all b'shitas haRambam. B'shitas haTosfos v'haRambanim above mitzia, we see there's a mitzvah gam b'soinei. The mitzvah is b'soinei that it's a mitzvah to hate him, like it says in the pasuk Achamor somacha soma mitzvah l'snoso. And even though there's no mishpach tishbok, you're not supposed to leave your hatred. You're supposed to keep hating him. And that's what Tosfos says. There's no mitzvah lachofes yitzra. When mitzat sheni, there's a mitzvah of prika. You're supposed to help him. But we said if there's no mishpak tishbok, there's no mitzvah. In other words, you're over on the fact that you were in mishpak tishbok. That's the mechayev for the mitzvah. The mechayev for the mitzvah is the mishpak tishbok. But if there's no mishpak tishbok, then there's b'chal no mitzvah. That's the way that's how Onkelos is holding. If there's no mishpak tishbok, if you didn't abandon hatred, there's no mitzvah. Again, why is there no mitzvah? Because if you love him, so then you're one with him, it's emo, and memela, you view it from his perspective. So if he's going to get a loss from his donkey not being loaded, unloaded, you're going to be losing. So memela, you have to help him. But that's if you don't hate him. If you do hate him, so then you're just helping him stand for free. You're not doing it. It's nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. You wouldn't do it for yourself for nothing if you wouldn't get it against. You don't have to help him. We see not like that from the Tosfos and the Ramban, but the Tosfos and the Mitzvah and the Ramban. Because according to them, the mitzvah is not taluy in Mishpach Tishbok. Even if you hate your friend, you have to do the mitzvah. Not like the Targum Onkelos. V'lachen, mitzad echad yeshna mitzvah. But mitzad sheni, there's no lach of his yitzro, klap his sinner regila. Well, why should you be kofi your yitzro? You're supposed to hate the guy. And therefore, you don't have to be makdim the soinei, because there's no union of lachof as yitzro. If he's a regular, they don't hold to the mishpach tishbok thing. They hold he's a regular sonei. You have to help him. But you don't have to be kofir yitzro and help him before the oyev. You don't have to be, even if the sinner remains, you help him with the sinner. But you don't have to be kofir yitzro to help him before the oyev, because you're supposed to hate him. The Smag writes, "Alpha PK Nisira Torah L'Rachem Aleim L'Azrim B'Shas Hatzayr." So you see, the nidon is whether or not to help them. According to the Targum Onkelos, there's another nidon here, of Mishpach Tishbok. So the Smag also doesn't seem to buy the mahalach of the Onkelos. He just says the Shaila is helping them, not Mishpach Tishbok leaving the sin. So according to this, it would appear as follows: Moiridik, 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 Rabbeisa. Tosfos writes in Psochim that through the Makamayim upon him, you come to Sinah Gemura. And for this reason, and that's why, by the way, so the Ramban, and make it clear, the Ramban and Tosfos will hold that, like they say, that when you're makdim, the Sinai, it's talking about a Sinai you're not allowed to hate. There, it's Lachof as Yitzro. When the Etzim Mitzvah is talking about a Sinai you're allowed to hate. Now, Tosfos writes in Psochim, Ma'ideh Kamayim upon him, you're going to come to Sinah Gemura, and therefore you have to be Kofir Yetzer. What's Sinah Gemura and what's Sinah She'ena Gemura? And if that's what the Rav Yerucham Fischer Perle asks in his Bira Sag Es and Yates on page 142, see the Machtzis Hashekel Arachayim Kufnan Vavsiv Kan Peis. And also, it would seem the way everyone learns Tosfos, it's not a difference between Sina Gemura and Sina She'ena Gemura. The difference between Sina, because he was over in Avera, and a personal Sina, Sina Yishit. Right? In other words, Tosfos is bothered that if you hate him, Reuven hates Shimon, permittedly, in a permitted fashion, Shimon's going to hate Reuven because nobody likes somebody who doesn't like them, right? And then Reuben's going to hate him personally, not for the Aver. So why doesn't Tosfos talk about Sina Ishit? They say Sina Gemura, Sina Sheina Gemura. And Taka Netumim, in Siman Zayin Sif Katan Tes, he writes, if you see a Dvar Aver, you're allowed to hate a Sina Ishis. You're allowed to hate a personal hatred. It's my bayaka. So what are Tosfos answering? Oh, you're going to come to Sina Gemura. What's the problem with Sina? What is Sina Gemura? What's the problem with Sina Gemura? See, I hate him. My bayaka. He's a sinner. Tosfos to Gemara says, you're allowed to hate him. I'm not talking about the matter. Hating today is already the whole series of Shirim in and of itself. We're hoping to get to that. God should give me life. I'm not telling him what to do, but I'm hoping he does. And the Ritva writes that if Reuven hates Shimon, Shimon's going to hate Reuven back, and they're going to come to Sina Rabba and Ketata Gemura. And he writes Lo Nehira. So Tosfos, or the Ritva writes in Tosfos this pshat of them coming to the Sina Rabba of Ketata Gemura. He writes Lo Nehira. So we'd like to explain better the Teretz of Tosfos. So based on what we said, it's Mamish Gevaldik. And what's Gevaldik is, Shachen Gam Ladas Hat Tosfos. We don't want to be Mevatel this Sina, even with the Eina Inyan Bevitul Sina Zo Gam Kishen Nishara Sina Acheret. V'lefi Ma Shenitbayer, Arei Kol Sheyeshna Sina De Mitzvah, Leka Klal Ata Mitzvah V'Kana. We don't want to be mevatel this sinner. Be mevatel this sinner even when the other sinner is remaining, because based on what we said, if there is a sinner to mitzvah, If there's a sinner to mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So you know what the chilik is? The chilik is bein sinas mavis l'stam sinner. That sinna shemachmas aveira ain't a sinas mavis. If you hate him out, it's the aveira. That's not a sin until death. You don't want him to die. Like we saw in the Rambam. He has no rishus and certainly not a mitzvah to hate a Rasha, that the Rasha should die. Sinna that comes from a person's midas, kamayim upon him lapon him, Reuven's going to hate Shimon, and Shimon's going to hate Reuven back. Reuven's hating Shimon for a mitzvah. Shimon's hating Reuven not for a mitzvah. And now Reuven's going to hate Shimon not for a mitzvah. Oh. That's Sina Gemura. That's Sinas Mavis. If he hates him for a mitzvah, he's not going to want him to die. That's not the mitzvah. But if he hates him personally, he's going to want him to die. And this is the Sina that's Aser. And on that you have Kfiyas HaYetzer. That what's poil this chiyuv is that you don't hate the guy to the point that he should die. That's the mechayev of the mitzvah. You don't hate the guy to the point that he should die. So it emerges then, because you care about his life. So it emerges then that Tosfos and the Rambam are saying Mamish the same thing. And the Bach and the other Achronim were correct when they said Das HaRambam is Kedas HaTosfos B'Psachim. Because according to the Rambam, according to our explanation in the Rambam, it's caring about the other guy's life that's Mechayiv the Mitzvah. That's the whole word of the Mitzvah, it's not Pshat. You're mevatel sinna gemura, and you remain with the sin of the mitzvah. No, the pshat is that you care about him enough that you don't want him to die. That's the geder. And the male, if you care about him enough that you don't want him to die, then you have the ima. You don't have any heter to hate him that he should die. So that's mechai of you, b'chlal, to help him. B'chlal, you have to help him. Why? Because you care about his life. So there's an emo aspect. And therefore, you have to help him. And, in addition, there is a lakufas yitzro. What's lakufas yitzro? You have to force yourself to help him and be makdim him to the ohev so that you continue caring about his life. Otherwise, there's going to be no mitzvah. And that's even talking about the sonei dekra. That's even talking about the sonei of the pasuk. Now, the sonei of the pasuk, you're allowed to hate him. That's the sonei dekra. You're allowed to hate him. But you're not allowed to hate him sinas mavis. That's the sinah gemura. You hate him personally so much that you want him to die. That you're not allowed to do. And therefore, you have to help him in order that you don't come to that point. So the Rambam and Tosfos are one. You have to be meisir your sinah, that it's not a sinah gemura, it's not a sinas mavis. And if you don't help him, then he's going to end up hating you. You're going to end up hating him sinas mavis. You're going to end up hating him back. And that we don't want. So the whole thing, even to be makdim, though, he's talking about sinah dekra, sonei dekra, the sonei of the pasuk. You're allowed to him, but not too much. There's gvul l'chol ta'alul. There's a limit. There's a limit to how much you're allowed to hate. So maybe that's the ikar mechayiv, that you're connected to him. That you can look at it from his perspective. You don't hate him as sinas mavis. You care about his life. You have echbatiyut about his life. Since you have echbatiyut about his life, so it's imam. So then we have no klal of kol shebishlo. If you don't do it for yourself, you're not going to do it for him. And you're not going to do it for yourself for free, so you're not doing it for him for free. No. You're connected to him. On the level that you care about his life, you care about his life. So if you look at it from his perspective, he's getting a gain, so it's like you're getting a gain. And if you're getting gain, you have to help him, just like if you're getting gain for yourself. And if there's an oav there, so you have to help him first. Before the oav, lakov is yitzvah, she shouldn't come to sinas mavis. Advar me'irim u'misamchim. And according to this, we can understand what the Torah writes in the Indian of Sone, only here in the mitzvah of Prika. In the mitzvah of Ti'ina, it says differently. Lo sinra es chamor achicha, it says achicha. That's sonacha. So we mentioned in a previous year, the Meshech Chochma, that's talking about after... It's talking about after the Chet Egel, it's before the Chet Egel. After the Chet Egel, there's no sin that's mutter. Before the Chet Egel, you're going to hate the sin is mutter. But we already went down in Madrega, writing Parshas Kiseitze, it's a Chamor Achicha. You're not on the level of sin amuteris. It's Meshech Chochma. You can look there in the beautiful Meshech Chochma. Akoponim, you have this mitzvah of Prika, it talks about a Sinai. Te'ina, it talks about your brother. What's the difference? So based on what we said, it's gevaldik. Because the kamashman of sone is because prik is bechinam. Prik you have to do for free. Prik you have to do for free. But if I'm doing it for, why should I help him? I wouldn't do it for myself for free. What I have to do it for free? The answer is, that's why we need a chiddush in the pasuk. That is sone you have to do for free. Because you have to remove your sin. And you have to be mischayev in the mitzvah. You can't have this sin as mavis. You have to care about his life. Prikas bechinam, yesh b'zeh mishum kol b'shalenu perek mishum v'en b'zeh mishum imoy. And if we need a pasuk, there's no imoy. That even b'sonei you're chayv, you have to remove your sinah. You have to mischayv in the mitzvah. Batina b'lav hachi, it's b'schar. So if anyway, batina, you're being paid. So you can't say, if you wouldn't do it for yourself, you don't have to do it for him. But you do it for yourself, you're getting paid. You're getting paid, so there is no chiddush of sonei that you have to help. By sonei, it's a chiddush, you have to remove your sin. You have to make sure not to hate him too much. You have to make sure to care about him at some level. But when it comes to teina, that's bischar, that you're getting paid for. So therefore, there's no chiddush that you have to help if you're a sonei, because you're getting paid. You do it for yourself for pay, so you do it for him for pay. So the only chiddush is by a sonei. By prika, there's a chiddush by sonei, by teina, there's no chiddush. So you're getting paid, so of course you have to help. By sinna, this is a chiddush, you have to remove the sinna. Okay, Meir Rav Rabbi said, there's still a lot more to learn about this. Mamish, we're in the middle of the sugya. We're in the middle of the sugya. Mir Tzashem, Mir Tzashem. We're gonna hopefully go weiter. It's so gewaldic. I want to go weiter in the sugya, but we've concluded our fourth shir in Mir Tzashem. Hopefully we'll see more in the flows. But in the meantime, we mamish so in the flows. What can I tell you? Advarim zakim ubirim kekochavim mazhirim umeirim kesapirim baruch Hashem. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. B'nai B'shach, continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.